G'day, Reece Dan here. Welcome to episode 68 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And this episode is titled Performance Readiness Routine. So when you turn up to the entry test for a special operations outfit, you're going to be nervous. When you turn up to the actual selection course, you're going to be nervous. And you should be, right? It's going to be a clear, definitive, and life-changing time for you, all right? It's absolutely natural to be nervous. It's normal. It's what everyone goes through, all right? And you can't really escape it. You can, however, harness it. You can, however, control your stress responses so you can perform at or as near to your best as possible and hopefully actually somewhat enjoy the experience. Why do we all stress out though? Why do we get nervous and anxious on our big day? Well, if you really think about it, the reason is fear, right? Fear of failure, fear of embarrassment, fear of not living up to expectations, fear of the realization that you're not actually good as you thought you were, all right? Fear of pain that you're about to experience, right? It's all fear. I mean, you've probably been thinking about SF and special operations for years, all right? And it's built up to this moment. And the days and weeks leading into selection is stressful, all right? But it's all controllable and manageable. How? By employing the following: positive self-talk, visualization, movement, remaining in the now, and breathing. Put all those together, and I call it my performance readiness routine. Here's how it works. Let's go through them all individually, nice and quick. First one, positive self-talk. What I'll do here is I'll just simply reassure myself that I've done the work, and that's what you want to do. Because preparation is key for selection or the entry test, and if you've done the work, you know it. All right? If you haven't done the work, and you've skimped out on a few different things and you're being lazy, then you're not going to be ready anyway. But if you have, make it into positive self-talk. And if you've done all the work, tell yourself that you've done the work, that you couldn't do anything else, that preparation is over and now it's time to perform. And I also like to put things into perspective. And I say things like, I can handle anything today, whether that's winning or losing, right? No one is judging me except me. I don't need to prove myself to anyone. I'm comfortable, I'm confident and ready. And again, if you've done the work, these kind of things, you're not lying to yourself, right? You can't lie to yourself with positive self-talk, right? Bullshitting yourself is not going to work. However, if you've done the work, these kind of things, positive self-talk, if they're truthful, they are going to help you, all right? The other thing to consider is recognize and change negative self-talk, all right? So if you're one of these people that just harps on the negativity, you need to recognize it and you need to change it, all right? Even simply doing that is going to really help you on the day, all right? So you're in your head, you think about all the negative things that can happen for you or going to happen or might happen. Just recognize it, stop it, change it into some positive self-talk. Number two, visualization, right? This is just about mentally rehearsing how you're going to run your race, all right? How is it going to go on the day and how you want it to go, how you're going to perform, how you would like to perform. Run the event over in your head as the perfect race or the perfect event as you would like it to happen. You can do that from the first person point of view. You can do that from the third person point of view. And there's a few other ways, which I won't go into now, but it's really simple visualizations, okay? You're just mentally rehearsing how you want to perform, how the event's going to run. The other thing you could also do is write your own narrative, all right? So how are you going to tell people about the event that you're about to complete? How do you want it to go? What are you going to say to people after it? Right, make it positive, obviously, and you're really talking yourself into it. Number three is movement. This is just a pre-competition warm-up or a series of exercises you might do to keep you loose or help keep you loose and tension-free. And you'll notice that when you start to get nervous or stressed or anxious, that certain parts of your body will tense up. And I'm sure you know exactly what I'm talking about here. And a way to combat this is to take a conscious note of where the tension is in your body and just relax that muscle group, all right? Often it's in the head and shoulder, the neck area. So just move your shoulders up and down and really try to relax your upper body. And you really see athletes go through their pre-comp routines on TV, okay? All of them do it. Boxers, swimmers, gymnasts, shooters, weightlifters, they all have their specific routine that they conduct that really helps them stay relaxed and loose. And the movement element actually ties in with the next part, which is number four, staying present and remaining in the now, and utilizing all your senses as well. I think I've talked about this before, or at least I emailed my group about it. Pretty simple, works like this. Utilize your eyes, for example, to look around your immediate environment. Focus on everything you see. Notice all the details, patterns on the wall, colors of the floor, structure of the roof, people moving around you. Focus your mind on all that you see. Now close your eyes and utilize your ears and focus on everything you can hear in your immediate environment. What are the discernible noises? Where are they emanating from? What's causing them? Now focus on your body and how it feels at this moment. Work from bottom to top or top to bottom. What are your feet feeling? How do they feel inside your boots? What texture do your socks feel like? Move your toes around and feel each individual toe. What do your calves feel like at this very moment? Your quads, your hip flexors, your hamstrings, your glutes, back, traps, neck. How do your hands and fingers feel? What are they gripping? Move your fingers individually. Feel each finger, thumb, and nail. Focus on your jaw, lips, teeth, cheekbones, ears, eyes, and eyebrows. What do they all feel like? After that, what can you smell? What are all the distinguishable smells around your immediate environment? Where are they coming from? Now your taste. What can you taste? What are your taste buds telling you? Maybe not much, but at least put your focus there anyway. Now go back and forth between all five senses. Do this and you'll be constantly remaining in the now. Seeing, hearing, feeling, smelling, and tasting everything that is happening right now in your immediate environment and within yourself. Try. It's a really great way to stay in the moment, focused on what you must do right now, and it will really help you deal with any fears that might hinder your ability to perform. And the last one I'll wrap it up with is number five, breathing. By combining all of the above, i.e. self-talk, visualization, movement, and remaining in the now, with a breathing cycle such as combat breathing, warrior breathing, or simply just some big deep breaths, will round off the performance readiness routine and keep you as relaxed as possible and enable you to perform at or near to your best on the day. And this might be the difference between you passing SFET or you passing the gates on selection, all right? Performing at or near to your best. And I've conducted this routine many, many times since leaving the military, before BJJ competitions, public speaking events and the like, and it works really well. Develop your own personalized performance readiness routine and employ it before any nervous or anxious inducing event, i.e. a big sporting performance or a public speaking gig or the entry test or selection itself. Give it a shot and let me know how it goes. And that's it for this episode of the podcast titled Performance Readiness Routine. Hope you got a lot out of it. If you have any questions, make sure you hit me up. You can email me, Reese@operatoredge.com. You can also check out operatoredge.com/selection, a number of different resources there, and come and join my free group, my free selection group on the school platform. Okay, check that all out at operatoredge.com/selection. That's it for this episode. I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.